Good morning and welcome to Prayers for Your Day. This is Danita and today is Wednesday, March the 27th, 2024. As always, I give God thanks for you, not only for who He is and what He is doing in your life, but for who He is and what He is doing in the lives of your loved ones, the people, places, and things that God has divinely connected you and I to for such a time as this. On yesterday, as we were discussing Passion Week, I realized on this morning that my days were a little off. I didn't get on Monday. So yesterday I was reading from Monday of the week of what was occurring Passover week instead of Tuesday. So my apologies. If you Google the events of Passover week, you will see what happened each and every day, or what scholars believe what was happening as it led into Passover week, in which the word confirms when we read the word of God. So on yesterday, I read what was happening on Monday. As I was looking things up this morning, I was glad to note that it said on Wednesday, they really don't have a, on Wednesday of Passover week, it says that, the Bible doesn't say what the Lord did on the Wednesday of Passion Week. So I feel like, well, thank you, God. He already worked it out. He knew I was going to mess up my days. And so it doesn't say anything about Wednesday, but it does say shortly before Wednesday, this is when Jesus had risen Lazarus from the dead. It also noted that after that miracle, many people in Bethany started to believe that he was the Son of God, and they started to put their faith in him after seeing the miracles that he was performing. That's why when we pray for signs, wonders, and miracles, it's not for us, but it's so that the non-believer would believe. It's so that the person that's sitting on the fence would believe that we serve a true and living God. And it's up to us that when things shift in our lives, it's up to us that when God turns situations around, it's up to us that when we've prayed for him and he answers according to his will, that we give him the glory. From the mountaintop, we give him the glory. From the valley low, we give him the glory. Even in our saddest moments, we can still give God glory. Why? Because we're still here. Why? Because he comforts us, even in grief and mourning. Why? Because we know, hallelujah, the greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Why do we still give him praise in the valley? Because we know that all things work together for the good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Why do we still give him glory in the valley? Because the word of God says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us thou shall condemn. Why do we still give him the glory? Hallelujah. Because there be more that be with us than be with them. Why do we still give him glory? Because he said, vengeance is mine, he will repay, and that he would make our vindication like the noonday. So even in the valley, when we feel like our back is up against the wall and the world is coming against us, hallelujah, we know that when the enemy comes in like a flood, God said that he would hold up a standard against him. That's why even in the valley, we give him glory. That's why even when we go through, we can't afford to go through like the world goes through. Because if we saying that we serve the true and living God, but yet we going through with anger that results in sin, right? Because the Bible says, be angry and sin not. But when we're angry, and we can be angry and not sin, we can be angry and hold our tongue. We can be angry and express the fact that I'm angry. That's why I'm going to leave this place and not stay here before I do something that I shouldn't do. And to God be the glory as we walk out the door. Hallelujah. Then the world begins to say, what's going on? She's going through this. He's going through that. And they don't look like what they've been through. See, today, y'all, I'm gonna share this with you all, and then we're gonna go into prayer specifically about the incident in Baltimore with the bridge collapsing. It was 5 years before anyone on my job knew that it might have been longer than that. Yeah, it was 5 years before anyone on my job knew that I had been separated and divorced. They did not know. Now, that doesn't mean that I put on a mask when I went to work. There were plenty of times I would go into my car and cry. And I say that because today would have been my 25th wedding anniversary. But I would go in the car and I would cry. I would shut my door. And when I look back, I said, I know it was only God that kept me, that kept my mind. Because there were times where I'm just going to be transparent. I did my job, but I didn't do it to the ability that I know I could have done it because my mind was messed up. But the Lord kept my mind. And so when people say you don't look like what you've been through, it's because we know so many people that have gone through and did lose their mind. It's because we know so many people that went through and did end up hurting somebody as a result of something that happened. We know so many people who did go through and literally could not do their job and ended up losing their job. And if that's you, all I can say is to God be the glory that you're still here. You may have lost your job, but you didn't lose your mind. You're still inhaling and exhaling. So I don't say that to say like I've got some superpower. I say that to say that God stepped in right on time. And I knew just enough to call on him. I knew just enough to call on some intercessors, some friends who carried me in the spirit when I couldn't carry myself. So I say that to say, not that I've been so good, not that I've been so holy and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost that I go through with a smile on my face and I never cry a tear and I never, no, I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that God stepped in right on time and I knew enough people that were grounded and rooted in the word of God that all I had to do was text and say, I need you to pray. All I had to do was call. And I remember calling a friend. I'm sharing a little bit of my testimony, hopefully trying to help somebody today. I called my best friend and I said, I can't breathe. And her response was, what do you mean you can't breathe? I literally felt like I was being suffocated, like the enemy was trying to smother me. And the woman of God prayed for me right there. She said, do I need, first she said, naturally in the natural, do I need to call somebody? Because that's real. People take pills. People have loaded guns next to them. People do all types of stuff. But she said, do I need to call anybody? That's the first thing she said. And I said, no, I can't breathe. And that woman began to pray for me. And I will never, ever forget her. She's still my best friend to this day. Get you around some people that will pray for you, that will encourage you in the Lord, that will stand in the gap for you. Because there may be some days where you say, I can't pray. I can't pray. Lord, help me. I can't even open my mouth, but I knew enough, praise be to God, to get down to lay prostrate before the Lord and cry out to him. And don't you know the word of God says that when we cry out, he said, I will answer. We serve a God who answers prayer. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for today, oh God. We magnify your name. We glorify you, oh God. We lift you up on today, oh God, and we say thank you. Thank you for hearing our prayers on today, oh God. Thank you for showing up right on time, oh God. Thank you for snatching us out of the enemy's hands, oh God. Thank you for giving us a heart, a mind, and a will to serve you on today, oh God. God, we bless your name as we think about and we give reverence to this here Passion Week, as we give reverence, oh God, for the days, oh God, that led up to your crucifixion, oh God, for the days, oh God, that led up, oh God, to the resurrection, oh God. We magnify you and we make your name great, for you are a worthy God. You are an awesome God. And God, you are able. You can do anything. You can do the impossible, oh God. Somebody's trying to make ends meet, oh God, but we declare and decree, oh God, that you are meeting the ends, that you are doing exceedingly and abundantly above all that they could ever ask or think. Somebody needs healing on today, oh God. Hallelujah. And on today, we declare and decree your word that you were wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and through your stripes, we are healed in the name of Jesus. And Lord, right now we pray, hallelujah, for the city of Baltimore. We lift up Baltimore, Maryland, oh God, on today. We lift up on today, oh God, those that they are still trying to rescue, oh God. We lift up today, oh God, those that they don't even know who are missing, oh God. They think they got a number, oh God, but we know that you know the number who's missing. You know the number, oh God, hallelujah, that went off into the bridge, oh God, for you said that even the hairs on our hair are numbered when we comb our hair, when we brush our hair, oh God. As hair falls out of our hairline, oh God, you know the number that have fallen out. You know the number that grow back, oh God. And we say thank you, oh God, that you know the number on the bridge, oh God. Hallelujah. You know each and every person by name, hallelujah, that went off into the water, oh God. And we thank you for the two, I believe, that were rescued, oh God. We pray right now, oh God, for their mental stability, for their mental health, oh God. Because God, we know that the trauma has occurred, oh God, but we know that even in trauma, oh God, you can heal. You can heal mental pain and anguish, oh God. So we pray that you would touch their minds right now in the name of Jesus, and any physical ailments that they feel or may endure even in the future, oh God. Hallelujah, that they would remember that you saved them for a reason, that you saved them to tell the story, oh God, hallelujah, of your miracle working power. And if they don't know you, God, we pray that as a result of this incident, that they would come to know you, that it was you and you alone, oh God, hallelujah, that rescued them, that saved them, oh God, that kept them, oh God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray for those that they're still looking for. We pray for those who are missing. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, for their family members. Many, oh God, were filling potholes on the bridge when the bridge collapsed. But oh God, you knew, oh God, what was going to happen before it even happened. Hallelujah. And God, you didn't stop it, but you allowed it for whatever reason. You allowed it, oh God. So God, whatever you allow, oh God, help us to understand that you are still in control. It didn't catch you by surprise. It caught us by surprise, but nothing catches you by surprise. Nothing surprises you. Nothing surprises you, even when we hurt, even when we don't understand it, even when it surprises us, even when we can't make sense of it, it doesn't surprise you. But even in it, oh God, even in it, we pray for the families on today. We don't have the words to say, oh God. We don't know what we would do or how we would feel if that was one of our loved ones, oh God. But all we can do is say, God, wrap your loving arms around the family. Comfort the family. Comfort the friends. Comfort the survivors, oh God, that were there, who probably befriended their co-workers. Comfort them, oh God. Hallelujah. And God, we know that even though they say or now it's just a rescue, we know that you can still perform a miracle. We know, God, that you can still perform a miracle, that all is not lost, that nothing is lost with you. And we thank you, God, for being God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.